Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for an update on the work of the RNIB Voice of the Customer Focus Groups. And this time it's all about travel and transport. Joining me now is Ross Headley, RNIB Knowledge and Communications Manager, along with Eleanor McComb and Karen Y, two visually impaired people who took part in the recent Voice of the Customer Focus Groups. Hello and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Eleanor, Karen and Ross.
Hello.
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 Firstly, Ross, would you be able to remind listeners about what the RNIB Voice of the Customer Research Programme is all about and how the focus groups fits in with all the research that the RNIB is doing around inclusion for blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Toby. So essentially, this is part of our approach to putting the voice of blind and partially sighted people at the centre of what we do, helping to shape and direct our work on an ongoing basis. So every 3 months, we survey around 400 people and we do monthly focus groups, as well as paying attention to what people are talking about on our social media. And through these three channels, we're able to stay attuned to the issues that matter most to blind and partially sighted people and then respond in a timely and appropriate way.
Eleanor and Karen, you both took part in the recent Voice of the Customer focus groups around transport and travel. Why did you both want to join the focus groups and how did you see your involvement in the groups helping to make a more inclusive society for blind and partially sighted people? And maybe Eleanor, I can come to you first.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head, actually, Toby. I was really interested in getting involved in the group because I've had some interesting experiences on public transport. I'm sure we'll get into some of those later. But I'm really keen to share those and maybe use those to help businesses to improve their services and the facilities that they have, but also maybe to help other blind and partially sighted people. I learned all sorts of valuable things from the focus groups myself, so it was a great opportunity to participate and hopefully get some improvement in services.
And for you, Karen?
I think this is one of the best things the RNIB does, is it gets together people from all over the country, and we only have to be together for about an hour. It doesn't take anything out of our days, and we get to meet other people. We get our voices heard, get our opinions across. We can explain what it's like to go on public transport in our area, because every area is different. Like Scotland has free travel for everybody, and I have to deal with e-scooters and other people haven't had to deal with e-scooters. It's very interesting to hear what other people have to say and to get our opinions across.
And would you both recommend the groups to other blind and partially sighted people?
Definitely. Yes, it was a really nice way to meet people, hear their experiences, share some of mine, and hopefully get a bit of action as well through the campaigning work that RNIB can do off the back of the groups.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's brilliant to meet other people. You make connections, networking, and you make friends with it as well, actually. That's the big thing, is you get to hear other people's voices and you make friends. And it's just a way to get yourself out of, if you're stuck at home for any reason, it's a way to actually be heard and to get something out of being stuck at home. It's, you know, you aren't just stuck at home anymore. You can actually still get your voice heard.
Ross, what have you learnt from the key findings of the most recent Voice of the Customer focus group meetings?
So we recently published a research report called VI Lives, and in that study, better accessibility to transport and public places came out as the most important factor to improve quality of life for blind and partially sighted people. So we know this is a hugely important issue. Coming back to the Voice of the Customer research, I just want to share three things then that came across strongly when we looked at both the survey results and the focus group findings. So number one, more than one in three blind and partially sighted people never use public transport, and a similar proportion aren't able to make all the journeys they want to. And obviously this limits their ability to work and to participate generally in society. And there are a number of reasons for this. One of the reasons is that people with sight loss are less able to travel spontaneously. There's a whole level of planning and preparation required that's significantly greater. Number two, technology such as smartphones and travel apps increase confidence and allow people to travel more independently. You know, they enable people to access information like timetable information, live updates, platform alterations. But only about a quarter of people with sight loss are using technology regularly on public transport. So technology came across as a really key enabler but it appears to be underused. Number three, accessible design allows for an improved experience for everyone. So over half of our survey participants said that they find it difficult to navigate public transport facilities. We also asked focus group participants about design aspects which enabled them, and they spoke about things like tactile paving, colour contrast, functioning lifts, and also buses and trains that used real-time audio announcements, which enable them to travel independently with greater confidence. And the final thing I just want to reiterate is that point around accessible design allowing for an improved experience for everyone. And this is a message that we want planners and designers to really grasp, because, for example, things like functioning lifts and audio announcements, as well as enabling blind and partially sighted people to get around, they might benefit, say, you know, a parent with a pushchair who might struggle with stairs or who might be distracted and unable to easily check a screen or their phone for updates.
Eleanor and Karen, what would you say are the sort of main points, sort of coming back on those key points that Ross has made? What are the main points for you that would make travel and transport a lot easier for you as visually impaired people?
I would definitely say more consistent audio announcements. We get them on some of the trains around where I live, but not other ones. And I've also had them where they were actually wrong and out of alignment with the stations that we were pulling into. So I got off on the wrong station, having been announced that it was actually the correct one, which was interesting and fun. I would definitely say it would really help as well to promote some of the technologies a bit more effectively. I actually learned a bit at the focus groups about technologies that other people were using that I didn't necessarily know were there and that I've now started to use as a result of the focus groups, which I think is really helpful for me and would be great for more people to know about.
And for you, Karen?
Yeah, the talking buses in my area started really with the uni buses because they've started the university. And Bournemouth University is spread out all over the place. So the students will come from anywhere. And now the students are the main people that get on buses because they can rest easy and know they're going to get off at the right spot. So, I mean, we get a lot of tourists coming down as well, getting off the train station. It's quite a long walk to the sea. So people get on and they're panicking about where they're going to get off. So talking buses really eases a lot of people's panics because it's a tourist town, Bournemouth. So it eases, it will get people on the buses rather than clogging up the parking spaces and the car parks.
And Ross, if listeners would like to maybe get involved in some of the research, such as taking part in the Voice of the Customer focus groups, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
So for the next round, we've got some important questions around public attitudes and behaviours towards blind and partially sighted people. So if any of the listeners want to get involved either in the focus groups or the survey and help shape RNIB's work, direct where we focus our efforts, please get in touch. You can either call our helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can email our involvement team at customervoice@rnib.org.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Eleanor, Karen and Ross, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the great work of the Voice of the Customer focus groups and other research within the RNIB.